Dictation for Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, Love, Joy, L-O-V as in Victor, E-J-O-Y, May 2nd, 39. Address as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1645. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up for Mrs. Love Lloyd. Chronic kidney disease, hypertension, comes accompanied with her daughter and son-in-law. She resides in a local assisted living, has severe memory issues, Parkinson's disease, very limited mobility. Since last visit in July, there has been recurring urinary tract infection, some of them with cloudiness of the urine. No hospital admission. I'm not aware of vomiting, diarrhea, or side effects of antibiotics. No reported bleeding. I'm not aware of what bacteria has been isolated. This family says that she's eating and keeping weight stable. No vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. There is some degree of incontinence of urine. Recently, no gross edema. Some lesions of the skin of the hand has been removed, but they were not cancer. She has diffuse arthritis, no recent falling episode, no chest pain palpitation, no increase of dyspnea, no orthopnea PND. She has to drink thickened water because of some degree of aspiration. I review medications, notice the Norvasc, lisinopril, metoprolol. Takes diabetes medications, and she is on a continuous glucose monitor, Dexcom, D-E-X-T-O-N-7. Remains on Sinemet for the severe Parkinson, on short long-acting insulin. Blood pressure at home has been in the 150s, 160s over 80s. She does not participate verbally, but keeps attentive of what family is saying about her. Does not appear to be in respiratory distress. There is severe rigidity, but I don't see tremor. There is severe facial less expression. I don't hear localized RALS. No pericardial rap, no gross abdominal distension or tenderness, minimal peripheral edema. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries. Creatinine 1.19, which is actually better than baseline, representing a GFR of 45, stage 3, normal electrolyte acid base. For the first time, low albumin probably from defection in the urine, historically above 4. A normal calcium phosphorus, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia around 10. The last kidney ultrasound July last year, is small on the right side at 8.7, 10 on the left, no obstruction, no urinary retention. Some fullness of the right collecting system. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B appears to be stable. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis. Next number is small kidney on the right side with no severe obstruction. Next number, recurrent urinary tract infection without documented urinary retention. I think she needs to see a gynecologist to make sure that there is no genital predisposition like prolapse. Potentially, they might require a topical estrogen creams. I don't think we need to repeat ultrasound. Encourage fluid intake, which is restricted because of the thickening, which she does not like. She also needs to empty bladder as frequently as possible. Treat urinary tract infection when symptoms, when it's associated with symptoms. Try to minimize over-treating if it's without symptoms, a normal urine sample. I believe the drop of albumin is related to the recent recurrent infection. The number of hypertension in the office remains high. However, given her other medical issues, we are allowing her to be on an upper side. Continue same medications of ACE inhibitors and others. Next number, severe Parkinson with dementia. Only should discuss at length with the patient and family members, end of dictation.